Greetings, I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. As you step outside under the blue dome of the heavens, Psalm 19 calls you to first see, then hear, and then marvel at the witness of the sky and sun giving a daily recital to God's glory. Verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. Alan Harmon nicely summarizes this section. He says, "Creation cannot contain itself, but constantly proclaims the glory of God. Non-stop wordless speech declaring God's majesty whenever we step outside." Now, if the creation is giving wordless witness to God's glory, how much more should we, as those uniquely made in God's image, give wordful witness to reflect His glory? You know you're going to speak about 7,000 words today? That's the average for folks. That is a lot of words to monitor, especially if our words are to be regularly reciting God's glory. And isn't it so easy for us to open our mouths in a moment of anger or to speak without thinking? I'm sure that's what's in mind when the psalmist asks God in verse 13, "Keep your servant also from willful sins, that they may not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression." And how many times have you spoken a word that ends up wounding unintentionally, all because you had no idea how you were being heard? The psalmist says in verse 12, "But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults." We have all been on the receiving end of cruel or careless words. It makes you want to muzzle your own mouth, especially when you know Jesus says we'll have to give an account for every careless word we speak. Matthew 12, verse 36. Wonderfully, we find help here in Psalm 19, starting in verse 7. "The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward." Verse 7 told us that reading and meditating on the perfect law of God refreshes the weary soul. Could you use some refreshment? That word refreshes is also translated reviving or restoring, even converting in the King James. Do you know that your whole being longs to give glory to God? It's why we were created. And it is the only way we can truly flourish as we live in God's world. But sadly, we find ourselves so often half-hearted for God or whole-hearted for earthly things. This is why we need to take serious Jesus' words that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We were created by God's word, and we are sustained by God's word, and God's words are a guide for our words, showing us how we can speak words in season, words that impart grace to our hearers. I'll admit, God's law does not always taste like honey, and most of us go through seasons where we have little appetite. But what I always discover is that my soul is starting to starve when I get away from God's word. My words become less and less life-giving to others. In fact, life just becomes a slog. So I return to the law, and then I find in it delight. C.S. Lewis says, Delight in the law is a delight in having touched firmness, like a pedestrian's delight in feeling the hard road beneath his feet after a false shortcut has long entangled him in muddy fields. God's words warn me to stay on the path of life and point me to the reward, and they make me want to join with the heavens in pointing out to others our great God. Of course, we need help to do this after we see our duty in God's law. Wonderfully, Psalm 19 ends with this wonderful prayer that is worth memorizing. Verse 14, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer." We pray to our rock who empowers us to speak words of grace, and to our redeemer who frees us from all our words that have caused grief. May this be our prayer today, my friends. Remember who you are and who you belong to.